It is 10 to 10. Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Patricia de Lille wants her officials to open fraud cases related to the funerals and the memorial services of Winnie Madikizela Mandela and two other ANC veterans, which cost the taxpayer 76 million rand. It's all that money you work for, you slave for. You spend 26% of it, some people 40% effectively, handing that over to the state. So it is a worry when you hear about, the amounts spent on memorial services. Now, according to the Sunday Times, inflated invoices were submitted by Crochet Events. This is after it had secured a two-year tender in 2017 to provide infrastructure for all state funerals. In 2018, it provided the services at the funeral of Winnie Madikizela Mandela, Zola Skweyiya, the ANC veteran and the former cabinet minister, as well as Billy Madise, the former chief of state protocol. And you are joined by Minister Auntie Pat, the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning, Kina. Compliments for the new year.
Complaints of the season to you. I've got to say complaints because we've got 13,000 megawatts out. When you see Pravin, just tell him, please, man. But Patricia, let's talk a little bit about this. I've given the background. We've spoken about the company,
yes.
Crochet Events. We've spoken about the cost of 76 million. Let me get it right. That 76 million was combined for all the people that I've just mentioned, right? Mandela, Skweyiya, and Modise. Is that correct?
That is correct, you know.
Okay, so did you do a forensic audit which has led to this and this request to potentially open up a case?
Yes, Kino, the department received a finding from the Auditor General's office during June of 2019. And we then did our own forensic investigation led by our anti-corruption unit and also assisted by PwC. And so the terms of reference for the investigation.
Sorry, Patricia, I'm going to ask you to hold just there for 2 seconds. If you can just maybe do a cha-cha to the left for me because your phone is breaking up. I just want to get a clear line. So you said you worked with all, you guys had an audit on this, you had a report, and you were saying following that.
Yes, basically the findings with respect to the report to irregular and other questionable payments, an amount totaling of 27.58 million were paid to the service provider under the circumstances where the invoice unit price of items differed from the unit prices tendered for. Another amount of 33.98 million were invoiced and paid for to the service provider. But it did not appear as contracted items in the tender documentation. And an amount of 12.4 million was invoiced and paid for goods delivered. However, we could not find any evidence that the department requisitioned any of these goods and specifications. So that is, in short, the allegation that we have investigated. And, of course, we now have the findings, and we now have to decide on future action. So what we will do is to consult with the Special Investigating Unit and see if we can, through the Special Tribunal, do the civil litigation. We also formulating charges, criminal charges to be laid. And then, of course, there's the internal processes where we found violation of the Public Finance Management Act and the Code of Ethics by public servants. So all of these processes are work in progress, and we will keep South Africa up to date as and when we make further progress. Another point is that there was a deviation on some of the funerals. Now, when you do a deviation that's worth more than 1 million, then you must seek the relevant Treasury approval for the deviation, and this was also not done.
Oh, my word. So this company, how much, just according to what the reports say, how much have they pocketed that they were not supposed to, on allegedly?
Well, the allegations currently and the invoices that we have will be used for internal disciplinary processes, and it's subject to the outcome of that. But we have the invoices, but the findings so far indicated the three irregular expenditures.
Okay.
And then the process must start to try and recover some of the funding.
And then you also had a chat to Minister in the Presidency, Jackson Tambo.
Yes, when I received the preliminary report in around about September, I reported it to Minister Mthembu, and I said that my proposal is that we as cabinet members we must come together and review the current funeral policy considering the outcome of the PwC report. And the minister has been very helpful in that together with other ministers we will now continue with the review. So that we can make recommendations to the president. Because our mandate as Public Works is to provide infrastructure for all state events, state funerals, the State of the Nation address, when we have international guests like the Ethiopian president that year. So that is the role of Public Works, to provide that infrastructure.
Okay, you also apparently, according to reports, suggested a cap on the cost of state funerals.
Yes, I've suggested a cap because I could not find a line item within the budget of the Department of Public Works that we have set aside money for that specific purpose. What you find is that when there's a request for a funeral, that money gets diverted from one branch within the department to the other. And because I want to have clean governance and make sure that we do proper budgeting, that we can account for the money, I've suggested that, and we will make a proposal to the president, that we put a cap on funerals, which will an amount that will be determined by cabinet. And so then we in Public Works can then budget for that as a line item.
Well, there we go. Well, we'll keep our eye on this one, Minister Dalal. I want to thank you for your time. One suggestion came through here going, it's a fourth industrial revolution and all the rest of it. Maybe we should have online funerals and memorials. But yeah, I don't know if that'll,
you,
I don't know if that'll play out, Seleka, but thank you for your time, eh? The Minister for Public Works and Infrastructure there, Minister Patricia Dalal. I received a response. We're fortunate because he's sitting in his Exco meeting at the moment. Jan Ober, also the COO of Eskom. Early this morning, he says the capacity unavailable, excluding planned outages, was 13,500 megawatts. Full load and partials. Currently, 11,500 megawatts. Various units returned to service, and we eliminated some of the partial load losses. So it says here, currently at 11,500 megawatts, various units returned to service. So they've brought that down from 13,500 to 11,500 at the moment, but we still have a substantial amount still offline. So we'll keep you up to date on that.